of the talk that I'm going to give follows the talk in this book, which is available. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite an amazing read, this book. I love it. It's one of my favourite books of Sangha Rakshas. So I'm going to start by just saying a little bit about prajna, or wisdom. Prajna is often translated just as wisdom. But in this seminar, Bhante Sangha Rakshita follows a translation by a German academic called Dr. Gunther, who translates prajna as analytical appreciative understanding. Analytical appreciative understanding. So it's a knowledge that's an understanding. It's not an alienated or a cold knowledge. It's not on the level of thought. And in fact, I think thought can often get in the way of knowledge. We often overthink things. We tell ourselves all sorts of stories about things and then make the big mistake of believing that the stories are true. And then we base whole lives upon these stories. For example, this is a kind of silly example, but I remember many, many years ago I was given a talk at the London Buddhist Centre. I can't remember what it was on, but anyway, I was given this talk. I was young, I was enthusiastic, and there was an order member sitting in the front row, and he was glowering at me. You know, he was really kind of scowling. As I was given the talk, you know, had a little dialogue in my mind going, oh God, he's hating this talk. And I had built a whole story about why he hated it and what it was I'd said that he didn't like. And it tapped into a whole history of other things that had gone on around the LBC at the time. It was completely convincing. So the next day I happened to bump into him in the street and he said to me, great talk. And I thought, oh, okay. So I said, oh, I thought you'd hated it because you were scowling at me. He said, no, there was a light behind you. I couldn't see you. And for me, it was quite a good example of how my little story had just become so absolutely convincing that if I hadn't had that conversation with him, I'd probably still think 30-odd years later that, I probably wouldn't give it a lot of thought, but if I ever did, that he'd absolutely hated that talk. So sometimes it's important to check things out. And that's a trivial example. But we do exactly the same thing with all sorts of other much more important things that we think about. There's a term in Buddhism which is papancha, and it's not just thought, but it's kind of convoluted thought. It's thought upon thought. In Spanish, there's a saying which is, sometimes they say to people, oh, don't make a movie out of it, you know? So it's like you get a wee story in your head, and then you've got the protagonists and the antagonists and the extras, and they're all coming together to make this movie, which is completely based on my thought process and has very little to do with anything real. So in this book, in this talk, Bhante Sangha Rakshita says, if we really want to know wisdom, if we want to know reality, if we want to be at one with reality, we need to find ways to let go of our convoluted thinking. So he suggests some ways we can work on that. He suggests silence. And it's very interesting on retreats. I'm sure many of you have been in retreats where there have been silence, maybe a day, maybe a bit longer, maybe a week. And in the silence, you notice the little stories that you're telling yourself because you've got nobody to check them out with. Nobody to kind of do a, hey, did you see what happened there? So it just all happens in your own mind. And you start to see very quickly how the mind just plays such tricks and really believes itself. And if you are in silence for a while, you can really start to kind of go underneath that and just start to kind of get a bit of a sense of spaciousness around it and even maybe humour. You start kind of catching the things that you're telling yourself and just let them go. And it's a lovely way of doing that sometimes, to be in silence and just to catch that. The first silent retreat I ever did, I spent the entire time singing songs in my head. And I would notice how I felt by the song that I found myself singing. So if I was singing a happy song, I would know that I was feeling quite happy. But sometimes I would be singing a bit heavy metal or something. And I think maybe my mental state's not quite as refined today as it could be. So silence really allows us to kind of get a bit of a sense. And of course, meditation itself is a wonderful way of just coming into that silent, serene space within ourselves and noticing how sometimes it's neither silent nor serene, but that we can have whole stories kind of playing themselves out. Focusing on that, catching our thought processes, even just asking ourselves, where did that thought come from? Is it real? Is it true? Just letting it go, letting it move on.